Wonder Woman by Tony Bagley, starring Martin Clunes and Geraldine James. Episode 5.
To wear for the edit.
Try a straitjacket, they're very in at the moment.
Seriously? What does the average style guru around the editing suite wear these days?
Whatever you do, don't wear a suit. They'll think you're an unreconstructed Thatcherite.
What about my tweed jacket and corduroys?
Yeah, that'll wow them. You can't beat a late 70s Horn Brothers look.
Yeah. This is my chance of finally escaping from the late 70s. I owe you, mate. I'd still be a failure if you hadn't done the business on my video diary.
Failure like me, you mean? Chad man, where is he now? And the women no longer want me. Year ago, Hello magazine dubbed me Natural History's Mr. Beefcake. Now Mr. Beef Tea. I'll really turn them on down at the sheltered home.
Angela Churchill's still interested.
Hell hath no fury like an Angela Churchill scorned. I thought I'd go over and see her later. Try to placate her. I got her these. Kumquats in brandy.
Peace offering.
She says I promised to take her to my place in Provence.
Didn't know you had a place in Provence.
I doubt if I will for much longer. Cash flow problems. Had to put it on the market. My next home will probably be a caravan like this, only smaller.
You know, maybe there's a good inside story programme here.
About me trying to sell my place in Provence?
No, this will be about French people who come to live in Tower Hamlets to escape Peter Mayl.
Might even have to sell my place to a Frenchman, God help me.
Oh, look, mate, I feel guilty about this.
About what?
About me being a success and you being a failure. You gave me a leg up. I'm going to do the same for you when I've made it.
I'm glad you're not letting success go to your head, old son. Some people will be planning a career in feature films on the basis of their video diary.
In Filmworks Tonight, that classic of the mid-90s, Roy Hitchcock's God is Silent. God is Silent opens with its now famous 9-minute tracking shot in which heroine Jane rides her stallion Dan over Beachy Head. We're left in little doubt that the stallion represents violent male sexuality. And in going over the cliff with Dan, Jane selflessly sacrifices something of her own sexuality. Then, almost before we can get our bearings, there follows a dream sequence in which arisen Jane guns down effigies of Marx and Freud. But take nothing for granted in a Roy Hitchcock movie. Life must go on, Jane tells her boring solicitor husband William, as the chill morning light pierces the Venetian blind.
I'm afraid I'll have to curtail this very interesting discussion, Jane. I have a meeting with the Director of Education in an hour.
We did so much better last year, before the spectre of going Grant Maintained cast its long shadow.
Why don't you make an appointment with Iris for tomorrow?
An appointment? So you can drop by my place any time of the day or night, but when I need to see you...
I was wondering when you'd bring that up. I didn't call to see you, as it happens. I called to see... Chad, I apologise if I inconvenienced you.
You didn't inconvenience me any more than I was inconvenienced already.
I suppose you both laugh at me. I must provide you with endless hours of mirth.
Look, Angela, I'm going to say this just one more time. I'm no longer involved with Chad. If you want him, take him, please.
So why did you answer when I phoned his mobile?
Because he left it at my place.
Well, it's funny he was at your place when I called the other week. Or did he forget to take himself home too?
He leaves the mobile on purpose, so he's got an excuse to call in and harangue me.
So you and Chad aren't actually?
No.
But he said... Oh, why did he do it, Jane? Why did Chad man signal he was interested in me and then signal he wasn't?
It's not such a big thing to be pursued by Chad. What is he, when all's said and done? An ex-biology teacher who got lucky.
He took me out to see the cormorants.
I think you should ask yourself why you're getting in such a state over this. Maybe you should examine other areas of your life.
There's nothing wrong with my life.
You ought to address those problems, whatever they are. Because, frankly, I know 16-year-olds who can handle broken relationships better. And this relationship didn't really happen in order to be broken.
But it could have happened. He briefly, cruelly showed me there's another world out there. A world beyond my world.
The world of cormorants. That's all you'll get out of Chad. A load of old cormorants.
It's my fault. I shouldn't have been so standoffish.
Well, if it's any consolation, I think he's frightened of you.
I don't want him to be frightened of me.
I'd build on it if I were you. If you can't have him, you can always scare him into premature senility. Think Fatal Attraction. He sees you as Glenn Close to his Michael Douglas.
Oh, God, it gets worse.
As it did for Michael Douglas.
I'm sorry I snapped at you. It's just that every time I see you, it reminds me, you see. I always think you're about to rub salt in the wound.
Look, Angela, it's just a thought, but maybe your low self-esteem problem...
My low self-esteem?
...might have something to do with your husband. I understand some of his habits aren't what you'd call pleasant.
What?
I mean, things like his flatulence, trivial in themselves, might well be contributing to your state of mind.
Chad told you about Guy's flatulence!
Well, I'd better go. You've got the Director of Education to see. I'll make an appointment with Iris for tomorrow.
When are you moving back in, then?
I'm not. This is the last time I'll see the old place.
What do you mean, the last time?
I got behind on my mortgage payments.
The building society repossessing it?
Yep.
Why have you just dropped your door keys down the drain?
Because I'm not in the business of making life easy for building societies.
Well, so where are you going to... Well, you dark horse, you. You're moving in with your friend Jane.
Wrong. I've taken a lifestyle decision to be celibate for a while.
What have you got to celebrate?
No, celibate. To voluntarily abstain from sex. People do it as a fashion statement these days.
Not round here, they don't.
Besides, the detritus of desire gets in the way of friendship between the sexes. I count myself very lucky to have lots of women friends. You, Jane, Marina.
Who's this Marina, then?
Marina's a case in point. My friendship with her survives only because I haven't tried to take it on to another stage.
But why would you voluntarily abstain from something when you had to involuntarily abstain from it before?
The cross I have to bear, Wynne. Those of us who take it upon ourselves to chronicle our times must distance ourselves from what it is we're chronicling. Like Philip Larkin. I'll review the situation when I've finished my video diary.
Oh, which reminds me, Lev. Can we borrow your camcorder for a production of The Winslow Boy? We like a permanent record, obviously.
It's a pity a few more people don't take a leaf out of my book. The world would be a happier place if more people were like me.
Hold you again, Catwoman.
Why, you smug, interfering... Get a life, Batman, and leave us evil master criminals to get on with ours.
There's nothing wrong with my life.
Yeah? How many guys your age are celibate?
I've found fulfillment enough in saving Gotham City from evil master criminals like you without... Well, without...
Denial, Batman. All this running round keeping busy is just a pathetic attempt to mask a personality dysfunction.
Celibacy is a necessary prerequisite to being Batman. People respect me for it.
They think you're a faggot.
Those of us who take it on ourselves to protect Gotham City must distance ourselves from what we're... Oh, God. I'm so unhappy.
You're resigning?
For real this time.
This isn't because of Angela Churchill, I hope.
She's just the straw that broke the camel's back. I've been teacher for a quarter of a century, for God's sake. It's time to do something else.
Quite. We should always be open to new challenges. Explore ourselves, as it were.
Oh, I thought you'd try and talk me out of it. You always did before, when you were my boss.
But I'm not your boss anymore. We have a different relationship now. We're friends.
You're a shining example to us all, Colin. Look how well you've adjusted to early retirement.
Well, it hasn't been without his teething problems. Oh, thank you.
But now you can devote more time to being a druid.
Yes.
And you go on lots of archaeological digs.
No more, alas. I inadvertently put a pickaxe through the skull of a Celtic warlord.
And you've got so much more time to do things with Valerie.
Except Valerie seems to have her own life these days. She's doing all sorts of courses at the tertiary college, you know. Floral art, creative soft furnishing, fungi for beginners...
Yes, but you still go on the odd day trip together.
She had a panic attack on the Isle of Wight the other week, in case a storm blew up and we couldn't get home that night.
Well, the Solent can be very... Why are you looking at me like that?
I was just thinking. It's almost as if we've had this conversation before. as if I knew what you were going to say before you said it.
I'm boring and predictable, you mean?
Oh, no, quite the reverse. I knew what you were going to say because of this unspoken language between us.
What unspoken language?
It almost makes words redundant. I suppose it has to do with us going back a long way.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's so bohemian.
It's a damp basement flat.
If this was 50s London, beatniks in duffel coats would sit around in here listening to jazz.
The last owner snuffed it in that room. They didn't find him for 3 weeks. His dog will put on a bit of weight.
If you're going to shake your fist at Middle England, this is the place to do it from.
You can't see much of Middle England from here.
Can't see much of anything.
Well, so much the better. It's important not to become tainted by its values. People like us should be on the outside looking in.
Are you sure you're up to taking on Middle England? You're scared of your own shadow.
I admit to being of a nervous disposition, but that enables me to see things more clearly. It means
so are you and this Jane doing it, then?
What is it with everyone today? No, as it happens, we're not doing it, as you so sensitively put it.
Why not?
Why not? Because I've made a lifestyle Because it never happened, that's why. Probably would have been hugely disappointing if it had. Sex is a bit like going to a nightclub. When you get there, you realise it's full of the kind of people you spent most of the day avoiding.
So how would you like to find out if I'm one of those people you spend all day avoiding?
What? Now? Here?
I reckon I'm just in time to save you from turning into an eccentric, desiccated old fart.
I'm so unhappy. So alone. No. No. I'm Batman. I don't need anyone. Catwoman.
That's right, Batman. And I'm going to show you what becomes of you unless you get a life.
Who's that pathetic, lonely old man counting his citations from the mayor of Gotham City?
That's me, Batman.
No, that can't be me.
Seen enough, Batman?
You mean this is what becomes of me if I stay pure?
So, what are you gonna do about it?
Okay, I suppose once wouldn't hurt, but nothing kinky.
Yeah, just lose the bat suit, Buster.
You see, Jane, legend has it this was a harvest mound.
A harvest what?
A harvest mound. It was probably constructed by druids thousands of years ago for the festival of Lunasa. It's similar to the one at Silbury, only smaller.
Quite a lot smaller.
Oh, you don't know how lucky you are having it less than a mile from your own back door.
Which reminds me, I think I may have left it open. My back door, that is.
I've come to see you as a physical manifestation of this harvest mound, Jane. You are my healing, fecund harvest mound.
Really?
I have this recurring dream. You're a priestess officiating at the rite of loving and mating, and you choose me to be your mate for life.
Look, Colin...
You bring me here in order to consummate our love.
Actually, you brought me here.
I wonder... Did I bring you here? Or did something...
Excuse me! I didn't know this was a public footpath.
I think you'll find an ancient right-of-way runs across the edge of the field.
Really? And how would you like it if I trampled all over your garden?
Yes, well, the difference between my garden and yours is that you aren't subsidizing mine out of your taxes.
We came here merely to see...
You're wasting your breath, Colin. Let's get back to the public footpath.
And try staying on it in future.
Oh, yes, one other thing.
Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
What?
For coming along when you did.
You know, maybe it is possible to remain critical of Middle England while occasionally flirting with some of its values. It was this time I settled down. I reckon that's why I have these nightmares when I'm Shula Hebden's baby.
Glebe Cottage has got to be better than living in a caravan.
Mm. You awake, Marina? Mm. Can I feel your muscles again?
What?
You okay?
I'm trying to get some shut-eye before I go to work.
You've got a job?
It's just bar work.
Well, so you're not signing on anymore?
Don't be a pranny. It's only for a week. It's hardly worth declaring.
You're not declaring your earnings?
Members of Parliament don't give up their salary when they land their cushy directorships at Rothschild, so why should I give up my dole for £3 an hour behind a bar?
Well, maybe if you had a lodger.
A lodger?
Well, you've got a spare room. You could do with a bit of extra money.
Just occasionally you say something that makes sense. You got anyone in mind?
I have, actually. And he'd have to square things with his landlady first.
Hang on, are we talking about you?
Well, you could have a worse lodger, you know. I'm very clean. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
I'm sure. It's just...
What?
Nothing. Better the devil you know, I suppose. Just don't expect us to be Mr. and Mrs. Average, that's all.
Hello, darling. Perfectly dreadful day. Spent it with DT going through my draft report.
Oh, poor darling. Never mind, dinner's ready. I'm afraid it's a little burnt again.
Never mind, darling. I'm sure it's... delicious.
That'll be Mummy, darling.
Hello, darling. Are you having it or aren't you? Well, don't keep me in suspense. What did the doctor say?
What's going on, darling?
I meant to tell you, darling. We'll soon be hearing the patter of tiny feet round the house.
We're going to have a dog, darling.
No, darling. We're going to have a baby, silly.
Why, that's wonderful, darling. So whose baby is it?
Sorry, darling.
Well, darling... as I haven't been able to, perform since finding myself marooned in this sitcom.
You can say that again.
Oh, I meant in the old marriage tackle department, mother-in-law, as well you know.
Those farm workers are always coming in here to use the phone. I thought they all had radios in their tractor cabs now.
Well, they certainly all seem to have Radio 1.
I had one standing in the porch with half his arm hanging off once. It's true what you read about plucky farm workers carrying bits of their anatomy to the nearest hospital.
Jane, about what happened earlier...
Nothing happened, as far as I'm concerned. You were overcome by the harvest mound, that's all. We won't say another word.
No, you see, it wasn't just the harvest mound. I've told Valerie.
Told Valerie what?
That I love you.
Excuse me?
I told her I love you. I couldn't hide it from her any longer.
Why not? You hid it from me.
It's a loveless marriage. She keeps her mother's kidney stones in a jar in the airing cupboard.
Oh, I'm sure she'll put them somewhere else if you ask.
But it's you I love, Jane.
Get up, Colin.
No. No. I'm going to stay down here until you say you feel the same way about me.
Well, you're in for a bit of a wait, I'm afraid.
I haven't imagined it, Jane. God. Things have changed between us. You've started confiding in me.
As a friend.
And you came along to the Druid wedding, having just been to the beauty clinic too. The toning table.
I went to the Druid wedding with you because I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Frankly, I find all this Druid stuff barking. Talk about the late 20th century romanticising something it knows nothing about. Bit like you with me, really.
Well, of course, I know it's not everyone's cup of tea.
Listen to me, Colin. You're going to tell Valerie that it's all been a horrible mistake.
But it hasn't. It's you I want, Jane.
Tell her it was an April Fool or something.
In November? Anyway, she's out at her organic and minerals stylist.
Look, I haven't been entirely honest with you. I've...
What?
I suppose I should have told you before.
Told me what?
There's someone else.
And what are they?
Kumquats in brandy.
Take them away.
But they're a peace offering. You see, Angela, I think we...
Take them off my desk at once!
That's okay. Don't get your knickers in a twist.
Thank you. Now, having removed your peace offering, I suggest you remove yourself. You don't have an appointment.
Be reasonable, Angela.
I'm afraid I don't feel reasonable. You told me there was someone else. Well, now I discover from this someone else, I should add, that she broke with you some time ago. And yet you pretended you were still seeing her as a pretext to be rid of me.
Oh, Angela, I didn't do it to be rid of
you. You also disclosed to this woman, a woman I work with, incidentally, just to make matters worse, intimate details of my domestic arrangements.
I didn't breathe a word.
How else does she know of Guy's problem? You're the only person I told.
Oh, I didn't say anything.
I see it all now. You used me to try to kickstart a flagging relationship.
No.
You publicly humiliated me. Nobody does that, Chad. Men who treat me in a cavalier manner live to regret it. And if you think these are just hollow words, I suggest you ask Guy.
What do you mean?
Guy behaved in a not dissimilar way from you. He was once a very vital, energetic man with a love of life, but now he just sits at home making model aircraft from World War II, Lancaster bombers. He's almost got enough for a raid on Bremen.
Look, Angela...
Have you seen Fatal Attraction, Chad?
Well,
what Glenn Close inflicted on Michael Douglas will be as nothing compared to what I have in mind for you.
Roy Hitchcock, of all people!
I know... Who'd have thought it?
But you said you couldn't possibly get involved with an ex-pupil.
Well, I wasn't involved with him at the time I said that.
You also said you were going to evict him.
I did, didn't I?
Why him, Jane? Why Roy Hitchcock and not me?
I suppose because he was there. Here, I mean. When he was needed. Well, breaking up with Chad would have been worse if I'd been here on my own.
I don't mind telling you, Jane, all this has come as a bit of a shock. I'm sorry you couldn't have been more honest with me.
I'm sorry about that too, Colin.
Goodbye, Jane. Forever.
Don't go like this, Colin.
Jane?
Well, where were you when you were needed?
Lurking.
You heard all that?
Afraid so.
I'm sorry.
What for?
For using you. For telling him you and I were, you know... I always feel it cushions the blow if men think you're rejecting them for someone else. It deflects from their own intrinsic lack of appeal.
It doesn't, actually.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry. That's twice I've done that. I use you to see off Chad. Now I've used you to see off Colin. My life's like a cross between the moral maze and the crystal maze.
I don't mind being used.
Well, just as long as you don't think I was being entirely cynical. I suppose it is flattering being chased by a younger man.
Yeah, I know. I find it flattering being chased by a younger man.
And I suppose in order to use you, I have to take you for granted. And to take someone for granted demonstrates that...
I don't mind being used and taken for granted.
I'm trying to pay you a compliment.
The moral maze and the crystal maze?
Okay, team, who do you nominate to rescue Roy from his moral dilemma?
Hold up, I don't have a moral dilemma.
Hugo!
But I don't like heights.
Hugo! Hugo! Hugo!
No, I don't want to be rescued by the moral maze panel or anyone else.
To save Roy, you need to monkey along the rope, release the key, catch the key before it falls into the swamp, complete the sliding puzzle and unlock the crystal cage. Are you ready? You've got 60 seconds starting now.
Look, I don't want to be rescued. For once in my miserable life, things are going my way. I'm about to break into documentaries. Women are flattered to be chased by
me. Use your right hand,
you've got plenty of time.
I can see the crystal.
Try and up.
10 seconds. 9, 8.
Come on, Hugo.
7.
Let go of the rope.
6. Twice. Oh, dear. Well, bad luck, team. I'm afraid that's an automatic lock-in. You've got 3 crystals. Are you going to buy him out or leave him in there?
Buy him out! Oh. Hey! Don't leave him in here.
I know, you sound...
Hello?
Sounds like, yeah.
Hello? Look, are you listening to me? Yeah, I reckon I've got a bit of a window then. Hey, no problem. Sure. Catch you later. Sorry about that. That was my producer.
Why were you talking to him like a yuppie circa 1985?
I wasn't.
The 80s may not have happened to you, but I imagine your producer waved him goodbye years ago. Oh, look, come here. Your collar's sticking up.
Oh.
Why are you wearing your tweed jacket and corduroys?
Do you think they make me look bookish?
Yes, in a late 70s sort of way. Not quite as late 70s as your red dungarees, though.
Maybe I'm a late 70s sort of person. I even find myself in sitcoms that date from the late 70s.
Don't bother explaining that to me. I've got a feeling it'll take too long. Cheers.
What are we celebrating?
Your video diary. Who knows? Maybe you'll get deconstructed by Camille Pallier yet.
Well, it's any community access television. Anyone can get airtime on community access television.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You're not meant to agree with me.
Actually, it's a double celebration. We're also celebrating me leaving school.
You're resigning?
It's time, don't you think? I've been there since I was 5.
Are you sure you're doing the right thing, Jane?
No, hon, I'm not.
So what are you going to do after you leave?
Pottery. I'm going to convert the shed into a pottery.
Hey, you know, maybe there's a good inside story programme here. woman of a certain age deciding on mid-career change of direction?
No, I've already been done over by you when you worked for that so-called newspaper. And I'm not of a certain age, thank you very much.
You're not. No, you're ravishingly handsome and matronly.
That's much better. Keep that up and we might...
What?
Never mind. I know one thing. Your rent money will come in useful after I resign.
Ah.
What's the matter?
Nothing. It's just that I assumed our arrangement was temporary. I thought you wanted me to find alternative accommodation.
Well, eventually. There's no hurry.
Well, what if I found something soon? And what if this time next week I wasn't here anymore? Hypothetically, I mean.
Well, naturally, I'd be sorry to see you go.
Would you be upset?
I suppose so. I've got used to you being here.
What if I was to tell you...
Tell me what?
Tell you I was...
Jane? Do you have any idea what you've done?
Oh, God.
Did you have to let on to Angela Churchill you knew about her husband's flatulence?
I didn't have to. I just thought he might be a good wheeze. I was feeling mischievous.
How did you know, anyway?
I think I might have told him,
Oh, Judas.
Just have a drink and belt up. We're celebrating my decision to get out of teaching.
Oh, yeah. Where have I heard that before? Gonna start a pottery, I suppose.
So?
You realise Angela Churchill's out to get me, just like in Fatal Attraction.
That's me again, I'm afraid. I told her about your Fatal Attraction phobia.
What?
I thought that might be a good wheeze, too.
You know, Jane, you've always had this ruthless streak. Just wish I didn't find it so bloody attractive.
Don't know what came over me. Been feeling like this most of the day. Probably that Harvest Mound.
What Harvest Mound?
Who's that?
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. There's some mad old bint outside.
What mad old bint?
She wants to talk. She says her name's Valerie somebody.
That wouldn't be Valerie Say.
Yes, that's right. Oh, I don't suppose she's any relation to...
His wife, actually.
Time to be detached.
Yes, I'll come with you, old son. I'll send her in, shall I?
No, tell her I'm out.
Straight through the passage, love.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Catwoman.
It's okay, Batman.
Well, it's just that it's been a long time and I've... a lot on my mind.
Look, I said it's okay.
I don't want you to think it's you, Catwoman. It would have been the same with any woman dressed like a cat. Oh, my God, I'm so unhappy.
In The Older Woman by Tony Bagley, Martin Clunes was Roy and Geraldine James, Jane. Nicky Henson played Chad, David Troughton, Colin, Tilly Vosborough, Marina and Sue Roderick, Wynn. Other parts were played by Melanie Hudson, Peter Serafinowicz and Alistair McGowan. Music was composed by Julian Wostel and the theme sung by Toya Wilcox. The producer was Paul Schlesinger.